Good morning, church. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this glorious day, this wonderful weekend to celebrate the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God. Not only do we come together on this Memorial Day weekend, but we also come together this Sunday to celebrate the great event in the life of the church, of the historic event of Pentecost. I've shared the other two services. I always used to have this mental block on Labor Day and Memorial Day. I could never keep them straight. And then I married Leanna 26 years ago, and she says, "I'll help you out." I was born the first week in September. My mother was in labor. It's Labor Day in September. But I still trip up every once in a while, but it is Memorial Day weekend, and might we also remember those men and women who have given their lives for our country and for countries around the world and the freedom that we share. And so may we experience God's presence in some new and different ways as we come together to worship, and may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, it's so pretty outside, and it's great to see the windows open and breathe the fresh air. And I don't think it's motorcycle week in Irwin, so we should get through our service without lots of noise. I do offer a warm welcome to all present, and especially any visitors today. And visitors, if you would like a welcome packet of information, you can see any of our ushers, or you can get your own right in the narthex. There is a little shepherd's crook, and there's a small bag of info if you would like, again, any information on the church. A reminder to please sign the registration sheet in the red folders that are located at the end of the pew. Pass them to others in your pew and then back to the center aisle. And also, if you have a prayer request this morning, please complete the 3x5 index card that you will find in those red folders and put them in the clear holder at the end of the pew. We do have a few announcements this morning, and we'll go through those. Summer camp is approaching fast. We're almost into the month of June. And if you have interest in Jamonville, but you're still up in the air, they will be hosting an open house next Sunday, May 31st, from 2 until 6:30 p.m. There will be a day of free activities, and there will be a picnic dinner at 5:30. Reservations are needed for that, and there's also a small cost associated. So if you're interested, their number is in the bulletin, or call Laurie, our camp steward. Chris has an announcement at this time.
Good morning. As many of you remember, a few weeks ago, I mentioned about a fundraiser that was coming up for Sandy, a friend of Dawn's and mine. Sandy is waiting for a double lung transplant, and sometimes insurances just don't cover all of the related expenses. So through a group called Help Hope Live, we started to do some fundraising for Sandy. Well, this week is the week of that fundraiser. We all like to eat. Most of us go out to eat lunch after church, or we go out to for dinner sometime during the week. I ask that if you're considering on doing something like that, that you would consider going to the Arena Sports Grill anytime between today and Saturday. Grab one of these flyers from the table out in the narthex and take it with you and give it to your server. If you do that, part of the profits from your meal to the restaurant will be donated to Sandy through this organization in order to help with the medical expenses. If you happen to be out and about and decide you're going to stop in and eat and said, "Oh, wait, I forgot my flyer," doesn't matter. Just mention Sandy's name to the server, and they will credit it. So that is today through Saturday, If you're going out and about and you're going to be spending the money to eat anyways, you might as well put it towards a good cause. Thank you. The Arena Sports Grill, if any of you are not familiar, is where the old Joey-O's on Route 30 used to be. Or if you want to go back even further, it's where the old Norwin Diner was. So if you can't find it, shame on you. But just ask. One of us will give you directions.
Thank you, Chris. We also have lots of information in today's bulletin regarding our annual work trip to Philippi, West Virginia. There will be a work team members meeting on Sunday, June 7th. Members and parents going on the trip are encouraged to attend. So that is a work trip meeting on June 7th at 9:30 in the morning in the Kiwanis Room. Also, work trip 2015 non-perishable food items. Every year, the church graciously defrays some of the costs for the food on the work trip, and food bags are on the table in the narthex. A food item is written on the bag. You fill it with that item and then return it to the church by the 14th. And if you have any questions on any of the specific details of the work trip, please contact Jack or Pat or George. And also, Missy is still placing orders for the 2015 work trip T-shirts. So that's it for this morning. I do ask that you check your bulletin for other announcements and scheduled meetings in the life of our church. Thank you, Diane, for that beautiful opening. I would now ask that you stand for our call to worship, reciting your response to my prompt. In rushing wind, in cleansing fire,
come, Holy Spirit, come.
In courage found, in strength renewed,
come, Holy Spirit, come.
In visions born, in dreams restored, in hopes rekindled, in fears released.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
In the church's sudden birth, in possibilities untold.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
In rushing wind, in cleansing fire.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Please remain standing and join in our unison prayer as printed in your bulletin. God of wind and flame, ignite the fire in our hearts on this day of Pentecost, and fill us with your courage and power. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your people around the world, that our young people may have visions, and our elders may dream dreams. Blow into our lives, and renew us as a people of faith, that we might spread the good news of your saving love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I ask that you remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 369, Blessed Assurance.
Be seated. You're it today. So how are you today?
Good.
Are you going to have a picnic soon? Do you think? Maybe today or tomorrow? Tomorrow? Maybe? Hamburgers and hot dogs? What is it? Hamburger or hot dog? Which do you like better? Hamburger? Hot dog? You like the hot dog? Ketchup? Mustard? Relish? Onions. What?
Naked.
A naked hot dog. You know, that's how our kids ate them, now that you mention that. I think both kids, yeah, they weren't real big on ketchup or mustard. You like a little bit of ketchup? Yeah, me too. Yes. They're talking about, their picnic they're going to be having. My microphone just fell off my pants. So, anything different in the church today? Do you see some neat colors? What color's neat? You don't know. How about this? What color do we have here? Red? Yes. And look up. See all the red colors up there? Wow. And what's that look like in the middle? Red? What's it look? What's flickering up there in a pot? Does that look like a fire? Yes. Oh, my goodness. And we call that a flame of the Holy Spirit. See the white dove up there, too, on the cross? Because we see God's Spirit like a dove and like a little fire. And on the story today, it's the birthday of the church. Do you have a birthday? No? I'll bet you do someday. Do you know when your birthday is? November 23rd, that's when it's cold, close to Thanksgiving. I'll bet they were thankful when you came. They were, yes, because Grandma's telling me.
They were thankful. And we are thankful today. We celebrate the birthday of the church. Shall we try it this time? We didn't do it last time. Can we do happy birthday quickly? We'll see how good everybody gets to sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And we always added, and many more. I think the church will have many more birthdays. Let's pray. Dear God, we are thankful for this day and for the celebration of the church's birthday and for the celebration of Pentecost, the celebration of your Spirit filling your people. Continue, O God, to use us today as your disciples, as your church. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. You're going to help collect today? Don't anyone turn this cute little face. Collecting for UMCOR for those situations in Nepal with the earthquake.
I want to take a moment to let all of you know that for the first time in the 29 years I've been here, the choir is taking off in June, July, and August. So this is the last time you will hear them until after Labor Day. And I want to thank them for their dedicated work all throughout this season. Thank you, choir.
And that song is so appropriate. For those of you that were here when David Lutz was here, probably close to 30 years, this was, I think, just about his favorite song. And he would stand in the pulpit, and he would march, and he had a beautiful voice, and he bellowed out. Does anyone remember that? I can remember sitting in the pews. Okay.
David would stand up there. He'd take his big foot and go, yo!
He would.
And I wanted to do that, but I wasn't
allowed. Oh, okay. Well, it's fond memory, so what a wonderful song to take the summer off, choir. Thank you. And it, our responsive reading.
We're going to get the ushers in first.
Oh! Is it? See, she's all a Twitter because the choir is taking off for the summer. That doesn't mean you get to take off, Diane. All right, so for guests, we're not normally this out of sync. We're in the red hymnal. Our responsive reading is number 826. This would be Psalm 104. Please follow along with your response at my prompt. Hear these words from Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You are clothed with honor and majesty, and cover yourself with light as with a garment. You make the clouds your chariot and ride on the wings of the wind. You set the earth on its foundation so that it should never be shaken. At your rebuke, they fled. They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place which you appointed for them. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills.
They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild asses, and
above the springs, the birds of the air have their nests. They sing among the branches.
From your lofty place, you walk among us. With the fruit of your work, the earth is satisfied.
O Lord, how manifold are your works! Yonder is the sea, great and wide. There go the ships, and Leviathan, whom you formed to play in it. When you give to them, they gather it. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praise to my God while I have being.
May my meditation be pleasing to the Lord, in whom I rejoice. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Praise the Lord.
And here ends the reading of Psalm 104. At this time, I would ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Good morning. When I knew that I would be singing today, I couldn't decide if I was doing a Pentecost song or a Memorial Day song, and I finally picked one. But they aren't mutually exclusive, after I thought about it. God sent his spirit in order that we might have the power to serve. And last Sunday, Pastor David spoke about that and confirmed to my heart that's why God's anointing falls in the first place, so we can go and serve. And the blessing is in the sacrifice, not in the reward.
Stood beside his daddy and watched the soldiers marching by. It's Remembrance Day, and he wondered Why, there were tears in Daddy's eyes. Later they laid flowers beside a monument of stone. He said, son, my daddy went to fight. He didn't make it home. Fallen, not forgotten, he was a hero. He stood so tall. And forever we will remember with honor and glory he gave his all. They left behind their families and the towns where they were born. For the rice paddies of Vietnam and the sands of Desert Storm. They were soldiers in Korea, World War I and World War II. They paid the price and gave their lives when they fought for me and you. Fallen, not forgotten. They were the heroes who stood so tall. And forever we will remember with honor and glory they gave their all. Honor and glory. Bought it with their lives. Remember the fallen. They're not forgotten. They were the heroes who stood so tall. And
Living God, You are the Lord of all. Only you can send your Spirit to bring us new life. You graciously speak your word of hope in times of joy and peace. We are grateful that you continually work in our lives and the world to fulfill your promises. May our giving today show our trust in you. We pray all of this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to the time in our service when we want to use that privilege of praying for individuals and situations in our communities and in our lives and around the world. If you turn on the back of our worship folder, our prayer list there that is seen before you, Doris has been moved to RNC. In Greensburg for a rehab center. So we want to continue to remember Doris and her family in our prayers, as well as those other individuals. You'll see also that in the announcements area, let me find where that is, the prayer lists, those will be being updated in June. And so unless the office gets names, we're going to clean those names out. Every once in a while, it comes to our attention that individuals that we are praying for have gone on to the hereafter, sometimes months after we become aware of that. So some of these, to remember those who gave their lives for our country and all who served. Also remember Letta, Christians that are being killed and persecuted. Continue then, I believe, Jolene, Dave, and Angel, and then also remember Jimmy on our prayer list as well. So I will pass those to the office as well so that that will be continually updated, let alone the wealth of prayers that surround us for our communities, our country, and places around the world where there is a need for God's presence, God's healing power to intercede on behalf of those individuals that they might experience health and wholeness. So let us continue uniting our hearts, our spirits, our voices in prayer and in song. Our prayer hymn this morning, number 420, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Breath of God, you are as close to us as the very air that we breathe. Oh God, we wonder what it would be like in the world if we all realized your presence every single day with every breath that we took in and with every breath that we exhaled. To be reminded, oh, so often, of your presence and power in our lives. Oh God, that would affect our daily lives and living. It would affect what we do, what we say, how we treat others. It would affect our stewardship. It would affect our commitment, our concern for individuals and situations that surround us every single day. Oh God, we come on this weekend of celebrating Memorial Day and Pentecost. We come, O God, mindful of those men and women who have died in service to our country, who have died in service to another country through our country. O God, we pray that your presence will comfort their families, their husbands, their wives, their children, their moms, dads, grandmas, and grandpas, friends, and family. We pray, O God, indeed, for that peace and comfort that is beyond our understanding and comprehension that can only come from you. But this day as well, O God, we pray for your church, for Pentecost once more. For indeed, O God, if we took Pentecost to heart, if we took your Spirit and claimed it in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, O God, war would be no more. For we know that on that wonderful day when your church was given birth in the Christian community, that your church was as united and as diversified as it has ever been. People from all over heard the good news proclaimed in their language. Oh God, we pray that your Spirit will rest upon us, to guide us, to direct us, to empower us to be a community, to be your church, to be that which it is and was created to be in mission and ministry to the world. Oh God, we pray that we would be used not only this day, but used in great and mighty ways in the days ahead. Oh God, we know that you call us to pray for brothers and sisters. Those situations voiced and named today, those situations upon our hearts that cannot be made public. Oh God, we pray that your new life might be breathed upon them, that they might experience the breath of your holy presence in new, powerful ways, that they might experience healings, health, and wholeness, and that we, oh God, might experience your breath in new and different ways this day, for this week, for the journey that is ahead of us.
that we might be your faithful servants to the world. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who has taught us to say when we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
There are two passages of Scripture for you this day, on this Sunday of Pentecost, coming from John's Gospel and also from the book of Acts, as we hear these words from chapter 15 and 16 of John's Gospel. If you are able, I would invite you to please stand. Jesus speaks these words for us today. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, the Spirit will guide you for the truth, guide you into all the truth. For the Spirit will not speak on its own, but will speak whatever the Spirit hears, and will declare to you the things that are to come. God's Spirit will glorify me, because the Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Please be seated. We continue now with these words from the book of Acts, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans?
How is it that we can hear each of us in our own native languages? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of Libya, belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All of them were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men and women of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. And listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And on your sons and your daughters, and they shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for the words of Scripture this day, we give you thanks. We pray that they might be planted in our hearts and take root and grow, and nurture your spirit that is within each and every one of us. O God, give us a sense of rest and peace now from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, O God, may they be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Pentecost is considered the birthday of the church. We celebrate it as the time when the Spirit of God is given to the disciples, and so the church is born on this day in the city of Jerusalem. Like any gift, it is fresh, it is new. Or is this gift of God's Spirit recycled? How many of you, I'll raise my hand first, have ever recycled a gift? Maybe you receive it and you, thinking as you're unwrapping it, "I've already got one of these," but you're gracious, "So, thank you." Or you're opening it and you go, "What were they thinking?" Once had a pastor tell us, we have not done this, just so you're aware. Pastor said one time, "Oh, I keep a box. And when I leave Church A, I can recycle those gifts at Church B." so that I don't recycle those gifts potentially to someone at Church A that's given it to me. Pentecost is the celebration of the first appearance, so to say, of God's wonderful Spirit in the life of the Christian church on this glorious day, but it is not the first time God's Spirit is spoken of in the Scriptures. When we look in the book of Genesis at the very beginning, we don't see that God's presence is there, and then God kind of is like Gumby and pulls off a piece and says, well, now this piece is going to be the Spirit, and another piece, this piece is going to be the Son. No, they're just already there with God. And we know that if we look at reading Genesis, that the Scriptures tell us that when God created, depending on the different versions that we look at, but we can read those words, and the Spirit of God went upon the face of the earth, that formless void. It's an image of the Spirit of God present at the time of creation. We know that if we look in the book of Numbers, when Moses has led the people out of slavery some 500 years in Egypt, that he himself is listening and hearing to the judgments that people have against people. And his father-in-law, Jethro, comes to him and says, "You are wearing yourself out." And so Moses gathers 70 elders from the community with him to help him. And God says, "I will take some of my Spirit that is on you and put it on them." The Spirit of God, the Spirit given by God, is at work empowering Moses. It is now to be shared so that the work might be diversified and formed out that others might continue to do it. We turn to the book of Samuel and Judges, and we read about many examples of the Spirit of God coming to strengthen individuals for a task at hand. Oh, some of those individuals are not so well known. There's the individual Othniel, who is given God's Spirit because there is a battle at hand and he is victorious. More better known individuals like Gideon, who receives God's power and presence for a battle as well. Where we read about God's Spirit rushing upon Samson, where he is empowered with his bare hands to tear apart that lion. And that Spirit possesses Samson later on as he is given that strength to push those pillars that support the temple and it comes crashing down. It possesses Samuel, who falls into a prophetic frenzy. The Spirit falls upon Ezekiel, who is given the words to speak. Oh yes, my friends, the Spirit of God is not new today or on that day of Pentecost. It was given to individuals, it rests upon them, it was given to them for a task or a crisis that was at hand. And this is different what happened when the Spirit of God was not for individuals only, but it was for all. And now in this morning's scripture reading, God's Spirit did not rest upon the people, but rather it filled them. And now the Spirit of God is not to
meet an immediate need or crisis, but rather it is to empower the disciples to respond to God's call. But we see first on Pentecost that the Spirit of God is given to all those who were present. Peter interprets this in his sermon with his sense of boldness by the Spirit by quoting Joel that the Spirit would be poured out upon sons and daughters, young men and old men, male and female, slaves even. There was no social equality in the ancient world among men and women and slaves, but this Spirit of God was poured out upon them all equally. What a striking, different phenomenon from what had occurred with God's Spirit in the past. The Spirit was no longer reserved for individuals that fell into the category of judges, prophets, or leaders. But now on Pentecost, God's Spirit is freely given to all. Acts gives us a new image of God's Spirit. It came like the sound of a violent wind, a rush of a wind, and we know that sound travels in all directions. It's not like a light that goes from point A to point B. Sound is that wave that radiates forth out. Oh, maybe we remember those times as a child, perhaps when we've taken that pebble or stone and dropped it into water and watched those ripples go out, only perhaps to hit the sides of the container and radiate back in. Or we remember that science experiment of taking that tuning fork and tapping it on something and then putting it in the water until those waves vibrated and that water spilled out over the cup. Well, sometimes we think that those waves are a little on the slow side when, you know, we as a child would go up and swim at the neighbor's pool that was round, and if we could run fast enough on their short dock and get high enough for a cannonball in the very center, those waves would go out, and then they would come back in and form a high peak until they kept coming and going and finally would slow back down again. But sometimes we know that sound is very quickly when suddenly words come out of our mouth. Oops, did I say that? And they can't be taken back. Sound travels quickly in all directions. All right, science experts, anybody remember the speed of sound? I'm not going to give you time to Google it, so quit trying. It's about 1,100 and some odd feet per second. Those of you that calculate math in your head quickly, that would be 768 miles an hour. The Spirit of God is given in today's scripture lesson not just solely for one pair of ears, but it's given for that whole community to hear that they might respond to the good news of the words that they are hearing. The gift of Pentecost is, the gift of the Spirit of God in Pentecost is new in that it is not only given to one set of ears, but it's given upon all the people. Previously, when the Spirit of God rested upon the individual as God's servant, it was just long enough to complete a task or an event that was before them, but on Pentecost, the Spirit of God did not just rest upon the people, but it filled them.
And that spirit on this event came for a different reason. No longer was it just for one to lead few. Now the Spirit of God was coming upon the disciples, upon believers, filling them. Because they had been obedient, waiting and praying. But now they were being faced with a new challenge of carrying the good news of Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, out into the world to make disciples of all nations. What do you suppose were the sounds of some of those individuals were when they received the Spirit of God? I can imagine sometimes some of those individuals, it might have been something like, "Oh my, I don't want this." But when they were preparing for battle and they felt that rush of God's Spirit upon them, I can imagine that they yelled a battle cry so that the troops knew that God was at least with this individual and thereby with them. But by contrast, on Pentecost, those who were filled with the Spirit, their first response was to praise Almighty God. And then they set out to share the good news in word and in deed. Sometimes this called for quiet conversation. Sometimes it called for silence while healing the sick. Sometimes it called for public sermons to individuals, to the multitudes. But however it came and wherever they were sent, the Spirit of God filled those individuals then and fills us as individuals today. So that we can go into the world with the love of Jesus Christ, meeting the diverse needs of a diverse world. Yes, my friends, Pentecost is the birthday of the church. For God's Holy Spirit is given fresh to us in a new way. May the Spirit of God continue to inspire us that we might be God's faithful church. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are grateful for the good news of this day, that we are filled with your Spirit to make disciples, for the transformation of the world, for the hope of the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Continue, O God, to bless us. Continue to empower us. Continue, O God, to send us. For it's in Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is an insert, "God Give Us Vision," that's found in your bulletins this morning. Let us stand and sing together.
gracious and loving God, your Spirit is upon us. Your Spirit is within us. And you are sending blessing, anointing us, O God, for greater things than we have ever done before. Continue, O God, to empower us. For we go into the world in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.